I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
What's up, everybody? I'm Noah Daniels.
Hey, y'all. I'm JJ.
Hey, guys. It's Kat.
And on this episode, we had a fan write in, and we're so excited to have her join us tonight. Stephanie, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And why don't we just jump right into it? You know, we love to find out on the Believo-meter, zero meaning you don't believe in ghosts, 10 ghosts are absolutely real. Where do you fall on that scale?
I would say a 10, but I am skeptical of some things because I understand that there are things that we chalk it up to be that it's really not.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
I like a solid 10 interview, though.
So absolutely believe ghosts exist, but also that there's certain things that can be explained for other reasons.
Definitely.
Thanks.
Yeah, I dig that. Especially, you know, we all know that some people can fake things and claim that they're real. So it's always good to keep your JJ hat on when taking in all this content, I feel like. So when did you decide you were going to be a 10? Was it, I know you've had a couple experiences you wrote in. Was it kind of early on in life that you really got struck with this belief in ghosts?
Yeah, honestly, ever since I can remember, and I was actually talking with my mom a little while ago about when it really started, and she would say all the time when you're younger, that no, there's no ghosts here. If we built this house, it used to be an apple orchard. It's like, no, there's something here. I remember there's something here.
Oh my goodness. You remember?
Yeah, it was just like weird things. Like I remember when I was little, I would be writing, quote unquote, to letters to people that weren't there, but it was just like little kid scribbles. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, that was like my way of communicating with them, I guess. And then just continued on from there.
Oh my goodness. At first I thought you meant like as a kid, you would say, no, mom, I remember, like you had another life there or something like that.
Yeah, could have been, but no, I remember like seeing people there previously and whatnot from seeing them, I guess.
Wow.
So yeah, well, it looks like some of your first experiences were as early as 2 to 3 years old. Is that correct?
Yep.
Wow. So yeah, why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah. So when I was that young, it was the writing, like the scribble pads that I was just talking about, but it was just, there are certain rooms in the house that I would go into and I would do the quick run in, run out type of thing, no matter what time of day it was. And especially if it was at night, I did not like going in there by myself. I would do the little hustle out of the basement too.
I know that feeling.
And were you seeing apparitions or was it more of just like a vibe thing?
I would see like the shadows, like that you think you see out of the corner of your eye, but you're not really sure. So you're kind of, oh, it's just nothing. So then you just go with the feeling that, you know, there's something there, but maybe not. You're just uneasy about it.
Kat, JJ, I meant to tell you before we started the podcast, but I can just share it now. I was taking a shower yesterday and I was listening to a podcast while I was showering and the podcast ended. And before it switched to the next episode, I heard a voice in the bathroom, but I'm also like really tired and I've been sick this week. So I'm just going to attribute it to mental fatigue, but I definitely heard a man's voice in my shower and I have no idea what it was. It was like a disembodied, didn't make a, like, it wasn't really words. It was just kind of like grunting kind of sound. So, yeah. So yay for doing a ghost podcast.
Well, right before we did the podcast tonight, our one cat, Matt, is always like on the dot for dinner, like 7:25, 7:30. He's right near you. But at 7:32, I was like, where is he? And I was watching him like slowly stalk towards our room and we're out here and I've just not seen him act like that. He usually just like doesn't care. And to the point where I was pausing our show, I was like, JJ, this is so weird. Cause usually if like we distract him, he'll come running back. He stalked all the way to the room and just like stared at our bathroom where like, you know, people have seen that ghost lady before. And he was like kind of watching something. Granted, it could be a bug or whatever, but I even like, I don't know. His behavior made it seem like he was guarding or watching something, kind of like when one of us is in the bathroom. And I followed him. And at this point, like, it's so abnormal for him to not just sprint back to the kitchen if I'm coming in his space around dinner time. But he just stayed there long enough for me to go in there and look, for JJ to go in there and look. It was so bizarre. I don't think JJ was as spooked as me, but he was spooked while eating too. So.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me that JJ wasn't as spooked.
Yeah. Anyway, since you were sharing your ghost story, I figured I'd pop in and share mine real quick.
Yeah.
I've had that happen before with my cats too. There's one of them who, you know, anytime there's weird stuff going around, she's always right there. There was one time I was up in our spare bedroom of the house we moved into in 2020. And I was just grabbing something out of there really quickly. And she stood staring into the hallway and she was like guarding it. So nothing was coming in. It was weird. And then as soon as I went to walk out, she like followed right behind me. And then she was like doing the same thing. It was like, she was just guarding me for whatever reason.
Weird. Cats, wow. I feel like can see like other dimensions sometimes.
Absolutely.
JJ, what do you think? Cats, other dimensions?
I think our cat in particular was just like our other cat had taken a really smelly poop in the bathroom. And I think our cat was like, what the hell is going on in that bathroom? Because it smelled really bad. So that's my personal theory. I don't know about all other instances of cats seemingly guarding against something spiritual, but in this case, I think it was the.
I don't understand cats. Like, he clearly knows how she smells. Why would he need to stalk in there like that? Like, it's someone he doesn't know, and she was out here.
Well, maybe he thought it was another cat or something. I don't know.
Well, then he's stupid.
He's stupid.
Tell him that.
Well, this is a great segue. He's so, so Stephanie, you obviously have had, you know, a handful, if not, you know, you've had a lot of experiences. I know the next one that you mentioned that you wrote to us about was something that took place in Ireland.
Yeah. I've always been drawn to that place. My dad's entire family is from there. His grandparents were born there. Then they immigrated here and I've always just had to go. So me and my now husband rented a house there for 2 weeks and we drove everywhere throughout Ireland. But the house that we stayed in, you could not pay me enough to stay there again. There's just something really off with it and creepy. I actually sent pictures of it to Catherine. And so she was like,
Oh, that's right. Yep. Just to explain to the audience. So you have been working with Catherine Ann, who's the psychic medium that has co-hosted and been on the podcast, right?
Yep. I absolutely love her.
So just to clarify, when you say Catherine, that's who you're referring to, not Kat.
I know. I don't really go by Catherine on here. I don't think though. But I did for a second go, oh, you did? Oh no, I missed it. But that makes way more sense. Catherine is wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. So I sent her those pictures that I had of the place, and she was looking at it. She's like, yeah, no, there's this one section of the house that I don't vibe with either. I was like, okay, good. So it's not, I'm all in my head. I'm not that crazy, but you know. So we were coming home super late one night, me and my husband, and the way that the house was set up, you went through like the main door, and then you could either go left or go right to go into like the main part of the house. And the staircase is right in front of you, and there's a little landing on the staircase before it continues going up. So we both walk into the house. We didn't leave the lights on. We weren't planning on coming back that late. And we both just like stopped dead in our tracks, continue looking up at the stairs. And then we both, nope, we're not going in there right now, out of there. And I was like, tell me, what did you see? Because my husband is, oh no, there's nothing. Like, he thinks that I'm off my rocker anytime I talk about this stuff, basically. But he was like, I saw the figure of a woman and it looks like some old period dress. It's like, okay, cool. So I saw that too.
Wow.
So then we just kind of hung outside for a while, and they're like, well, you know, it's almost 9:30. You think we should be going into the house because we were getting up early? He's like, yeah, I guess that sounds okay. He was actually creeped out by it too, which never happens.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. I am like, I don't want a situation like that, but I do, just to like understand how JJ would react to something like that. But that must have been like really validating for you.
Yes. For him to actually admit something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
He thinks I'm off my rocker. I told him that I was doing this tonight. He was like, oh, well, that's nice.
That's so how my wife like says when I say things that I know she's just trying to be support, like nice and supportive, but it's like her brain is like, it's not for me.
Yep. we're going to get her on this podcast one day, Noah.
One day. She could certainly be a skeptic with JJ. So Stephanie, your husband, did this change his view at all of ghosts? Does he at least believe now after seeing that?
I did get him to finally admit that he says that he, quote unquote, doesn't believe, but he doesn't want to believe because it scares him.
Sure. I think that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And were you all able to find any information of who that spirit may have been?
No, honestly, it's like impossible to find any information about those places, especially since it's a rental. And the town that we were staying in, there was no like numbers on the street or anything. It was just like the street name. That's it. There's no actual numbers to even like find where you're going, basically. So that made it super hard.
Are you sure then that you were in the right house? Because maybe you just stumbled upon a house that had a lady who wears period clothing in there, if there's no numbers, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would hope so that we were in the right place because we had already been staying there for a few days at that point.
That's so funny.
So maybe not a plausible explanation, but
not for that one, unless there was someone who had a spare key that were letting themselves in. But I mean, they were there when we went back in, so.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of keys, didn't you guys have a weird instance of finding a random key?
I did, yes. And that was super creepy. So a few days before we were getting ready to leave, we went to one of the Tullamore Dew factories, and I bought a shirt. So I had the bag on the kitchen table, and we left it on the kitchen table. We were getting ready to start packing everything up. I lift up the bag, and I noticed that it's like super heavy because all there was like a t-shirt in there. So I look inside and there was like an old fashioned wind up key for like a clock. No clue where it came from because there was no old fashioned clocks that you would even have to use a key to wind up in there. But it wasn't in there because I would have felt that before when we were carrying it into the house. And it was almost like something wanted it to come home with us. So I didn't even take it out of the bag. I just kind of like threw the bag so it would get out because I didn't want to touch it.
Yeah.
You know that sometimes there can be things attached to it. And I was like, eh, I'm all set.
I thought you were going to be like, until this day, I still wear it around my neck.
Nope, couldn't pay me enough to do that. But it's like, I have no clue how a key would get in there. I asked my husband if he was trying to do it just to screw around. He was like, where would I even get that from? I was like, I don't know. But
so it was there. Yeah. And it was in the bag?
Yep, it was inside of the bag, right on top of the shirt. It wasn't even like it was disturbed or anything where someone was like rummaging around in it. It was just resting nicely on top of there.
Whoa. Yeah.
Well, JJ, I know that must make you jealous because all that you get with keys is ghost hiding them, according to that one guest we had on.
I have ghosts hiding my keys. I have keys on my keychain where I'm like, I don't even know what this key goes to anymore.
So you have ghosts giving you new keys.
I have ghosts giving me new keys, I guess.
They're probably giving you like a new car, new house. You just got to like accept that they're real and then you can get those things.
If they would show me where the keys go to, that would be one thing, but they just give me the key.
It's like Ghost Amazing Race. You got to do it all on your own, you know?
Yeah.
Man, jokes are really strong tonight. All right.
Well, crushing it. No, I was laughing on the inside.
Yeah, I'm dying on the inside. and then it looks like you had some instances with your grandfather's spirit. Is that right?
Yes. So I know that he's around all the time. So April of 2020 was an absolute horrible month. So April 2nd of 2020, we got the call that my grandpa had passed away unexpectedly from COVID. Mm-hmm. He was hiding it. We weren't even sure that he was sick. So we get that call. And then my now husband, he contracted COVID from someone that he was working with. He has asthma. So he was super sick as well. I ended up having to rush him to meet the ambulance because he was turning blue in the passenger seat and was starting to pass out and couldn't even spit out words. So they take him in the ambulance. I follow behind him and then come to find out from a few of my friends that worked on the ambulance, he almost was intubated and they weren't sure he was going to make it. Wow. So they had to give him 2 shots of Epi and then they wasn't working, so they're like, okay, we're gonna get ready to intubate, and then all of a sudden he's like able to breathe and make sense and be conscious. And I wholeheartedly believe that that was something to do with my grandpa, that it wasn't his time, because I was saying out loud, I can't handle losing another person the next day. I literally just lost him. I can't even imagine how bad that's gonna be. So I talked to Catherine about that too, and she's like, I didn't even mention like the entire story. I was just like, yeah, you know, Jared got sick. And she's like, you know, that was divine intervention, right? You know, that was your grandpa that was helping out on the other side.
On a remote island in frigid Lake Superior, a fabricated creature birthed from the mind of a disturbed genius stalks the very people who created it. Ancestor, by number one New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler, is a classic tale of science gone horribly wrong. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
And had you told her that your grandfather had just passed away when you were sharing that story with her?
No. So I didn't actually start working with Catherine until 2021. And I actually haven't had a reading from her. It's just been working like one-on-one. So we haven't even touched on any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's terrifying. I'm so sorry. Y'all had to go through all of that.
Yeah.
It's almost like he was giving his breath to your husband.
Yep. And then that same year, it was in December, I believe, him and his wife, this is the first visitation I had from them. So it was right before my alarm was going to go off, getting ready for work in the morning. Both of them came to me and said that, you know, you just need to be careful. There's going to be an uptick of cases. You just need to be careful. You need to watch out. And I instantly ran to see my grandpa, gave him a hug. My entire body just went like that super warm and fuzzy feeling as soon as I embraced him. And I had said, oh my God, you're here. You're here. I can't believe you're back. And then it was a few seconds later and she's like, Bob, we gotta go. And all of a sudden they're gone. And as soon as he wasn't holding me anymore, that warm and fuzzy feeling just disappeared like that. And I know that it was a visitation because like I had that warm and fuzzy feeling. I woke up and my entire body was just like reeking with like the sobs and everything. I was like, oh my God, he was just here. I swore that if I opened my eyes within that split second, I would have saw them.
Wow.
Wow. That is such an intense feeling.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. I always love like, you know, dreams when my loved ones have come back. I know that was really special. And you remember like so many details about them and all other dreams, they just flash away within 5 seconds.
Yeah. And honestly, I never remember any dreams. Like that's the only dream that I've really remembered. Like I wake up the next morning and it's like, I never even dreamt. So.
Wow.
Man. And wow. It looks like y'all really had a tough time with COVID too. Just looking over the story, I'm glad you're okay. That's certainly scary.
Yeah. So he was warning me for that because January I ended up getting wicked sick from COVID, and I didn't think I was gonna make it because of how sick I was.
Wow.
So he was warning me that was gonna happen.
And this was like the first wave before vaccines and all that stuff had come out, and it was really intense when you got it, right? Oh gosh. Yep.
So scary. And I apologize if I miss this, but you also heard like whistling and him being around the house after you took some furniture. Is that right?
Yep. So he had a very distinct shuffle because he had knee problems. So you could hear him like shuffling his feet when he was walking. And I still hear all the time in the house. Like I know he's always around because of that.
Well, it's clear that you two were very close.
Yeah.
You know, if that's obviously it's unfortunate that he passed away and you lost him in that sense, but it's fascinating and I guess kind of, you know, a nice thing for you to know that in some capacity he's still around and staying close to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Feels really reassuring.
Yeah. Heavy. Is there anything else? I know that we kind of covered the kind of base of what you sent in. Is there anything else you wanted to share with our audience?
Yes. So there's actually a few other ones that I had thought of after the fact. So
This
one is a little bit more recent. So in February, actually on Valentine's Day, my husband, he works for our local police department. He called me because he was stuck directing traffic at like a dead end street and was saying that he's not gonna be able to come home for dinner. So he wanted to know if I could bring it to him. And it was like 2 seconds up the street. So I was like, yeah, definitely. I'll bring it up there for you. So he doesn't tell me anything about the call that he's on or anything. And I'm driving up there and I just get this like overwhelming sense of like heaviness and dread and like hopelessness. And I was like, this is bizarre. And as I'm driving closer and closer, my left hand, like from your wrist area, it starts hurting so bad. It was almost like, you know, if you slam your finger in a door and it feels like it's stuck in there. Then it starts hurting really bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like. It felt like my wrist was like caught in something and I couldn't get it out. And it was just hurting so bad. And then get closer and closer. And then I just like get super, super like hot. And I'm always cold. Like it could be 80 degrees out and I'm cold.
Wow.
So I know that it wasn't just because it was February. I was cold like all the time, no matter what. But my body just like was hot to the touch. Like I could actually feel it. And so I pull up there and I'm like, was there a middle-aged guy that committed suicide? And what's up with the wrist? Like, did he do something with his wrist? Did he like cut it? And he's like, how did you even know that?
Whoa.
And I said, well, did he? Yes. It's like, yes, he did. He committed suicide. He did it with his wrist. And he also wired an incendiary bomb to blow up.
What?
Couldn't be saved.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, okay, well, that explains a lot then.
How did you know it was a middle-aged man?
I don't know. I just got that feeling that it was a middle-aged man and it was just like popping up my head as middle-aged guy committed suicide.
Wow. That definitely feels like you have some medium things in you. Mm-hmm. Have you like had any predictions or things like that before?
I've only done a few practice readings for people, but you know, that's why I'm working with Catherine Ann, because she wants me to branch out a little bit more and actually start my own business, and I'm seriously considering it, but yeah.
So I would have to imagine, even though your husband is a bit of a skeptic, that's a pretty real world resolution for him to be a part of. Did that move the meter for him, or did he just kind of write it off as it's happenstance?
I feel like it did move it for him, but will he ever admit it? Probably not.
Right.
That's fair.
I'm sure for a police officer, that's also a hard thing to consider as far as ghosts, because they have to be so grounded in reality because of the type of work they do. So, man.
Well, and there's a serious issue too of like a lot of mediums who are con artists, basically.
Yep.
Who take really desperate grieving people who've lost someone and try to be like, oh, I can solve like this person's murder, or I can locate this person. And and then the grieving families trying to latch onto that and try to like get the police to listen to these mediums who, you know, a lot of police departments will just kind of shake it off of like, no, this is a con artist because they've seen it before. So yeah, it's
it's a hard boundary to navigate.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Man, that's a pretty intense. So when that happened to you, how long did it take to kind of shake that off?
Honestly, I was still feeling the effects of it in the morning. Like my arm was still hurting really bad, and I just still had that like weight on my chest of like, wow, what's even the point of doing anything type of feeling.
I wonder why like I don't know if he was trying to communicate with you in that moment, or that's so interesting.
I'm not really sure either, because he wasn't even from around here. I guess he had drove like 2.5 miles. He was from the Cape and I live in Western Mass. So he had driven all the way up here so that none of his family members would know or find out about what had happened.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And then you said you had another story you wanted to share as well.
Yes. So this one is definitely going to make me seem like I'm off my rocker, but
no judgment on this podcast.
Yeah, you're in the right place.
Yeah. So the past, like I'd say 6 months or so, my TV has been like randomly turning itself on when I have it off. And it doesn't change like channels or put on like Beyonce or Destiny's Child music like the other.
Callback. I guess you're a fan of the podcast.
Yeah. I've been binging it. But it just turns itself on randomly, and like there's no rhyme or reason, explanation. Like I'll take all the batteries out of the remote and it still turns itself on. And I've had this TV for like 4 years now, and when I was living with my parents before we bought this house, never did this whatsoever. We move into this house, it does it all the time. And if I'm like super amped up about something, where I'm just like emotions all over the place, I'm angry about something, it does it more so and more so and more so. Like I can turn it off 10 times within the span of 20 minutes, it'll turn itself right back on after.
Jeez.
And I have to say out loud, like verbally, whoever is messing with me right now, please knock it off. I'm not in the mood and I'm not having it. And wouldn't you know it, stays off for the rest of the night.
Okay. Well, at least you've got a spirit that listens to you.
Yes.
JJ, you have that effect too, right? You just randomly turn people on and you can't help it.
I can't help it, you know? I try to respect people's boundaries, but Kat disagrees.
No, what? I just have no comment. I don't know. No joke.
I like to think that like there are ghosts out there who never experienced television when they were alive. And so that's why they're like, ooh, let's turn this on again. It's so cool. Like they're just like geeking out at how cool our technology is compared to what they had.
Yeah, and honestly, I wouldn't be surprised because this house, it was built in 38. So there's been a lot of people that have lived here. The previous owners lived here for a total of 47 years, I believe. Wow. And he moved out in October of 2020. And then he actually passed away on Christmas of 2020. Hmm. And wow. I did have an experience from him. I'm like 99% sure that it was him.
Really?
So I woke up on Christmas morning. It was like six-ish around there. And I just felt like I was being watched intently, not like a creepy watch, but just like, you know, someone was there just checking everything out. It lasted for a few minutes and then it was just gone. And then we find out a few days after the fact, talking with one of my mom's neighbors, who was really good friends with the owner that we bought it from, he passed away Christmas morning, the early hours of the morning, because he had said that he wanted to be home to be with his wife for Christmas, who had passed away a few years before.
Stephanie, is it hard for you to discern like what is a psychic medium sensation or feeling when it's not completely obvious, and then just what is like a normal run of the mill, not a psychic medium feeling? I don't know. That's kind of hard to put into words, but like, how do you tell the difference, especially when you're kind of in your, you know, infancy stage of discovering these abilities?
I've always been kind of been able to tell the difference, honestly. Like if it's an actual person that's like watching, like I can still pick up on that. I'm just like very, I guess, in tune with all of that. But I can tell if it's like an actual like person that's standing right there, or if it's just like an energy shift that comes in. And I've always been able to tell for that.
Have you ever gotten any feelings from like things you're listening to or things that you've read? Like if you're listening, if you're binging all of our first episodes and older episodes, you know what I mean? Like, is there ever a time when you're like, oh, it's probably this or probably that?
All the time.
Really? That's really cool. Yeah. Well, if you ever hear like something that maybe none of us knew what the solution was or the reason was while you're listening, you should send us a message and be like, in this, you know, if you ever get that feeling, I'd be interested to know your thoughts. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or with us who literally know nothing, we're just like, what? Tell us more.
Well, and before we get you out of here, we do appreciate you coming on. Have there been any episodes that really stuck with you that you've listened to?
Honestly, I've really liked them all. I really can't narrow it down.
Thank you.
I put that on all the time now that I finally found you guys, and I just listen to it as I'm, you know, going around the house, cleaning things, between working. So.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so kind of you. Well, with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
I'm Kat.
Yeah. I'm Stephanie.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.